Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
This is David Ruzicka with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Glad to be with you working on your financial freedom today. You know, every week I have on what I say are experts in the real estate industry in terms of single family rentals and apartment communities. And when I say that, and sometimes I say I'm bringing on an award winner. And when I say experts, you know, that really is the truth. Because I'm going to have a guest with me on today. He is actually an award-winning apartment community owner, independent rental owner. And you think, okay, you're just bringing on the best of the best. But here's the truth. Since 2006, every single year, a Lifestyles Unlimited member has won the top award for the National Apartment Association in their category. That's since 2006. I don't know anybody else that does that. And anytime we have someone in the top place, you usually have Lifestyles Unlimited members that are in the runner-up sections as well. And that's what we've got today. We've got Jeff Zickler. He is a real estate investor, apartment community owner, member of Lifestyles Unlimited. Jeff, really glad you're with me today. I want to introduce our audience to you. I'd like to just get to know you. What's your background? Who are you outside of real estate investing? Where are you from? What is life for you? Just introduce yourself to the audience so they kind of know who you are.
Construction worker, former construction salesperson. Before real estate, I would work 60, 70 hours a week, come home, spend a little bit of time on the weekends with my family, try to get some time in on our family ranch in between that, and really just kind of working as hard as we could to try to make as much money as we could while we were, still young, trying to throw a vacation in there, here and there. I've got two boys, Zachary and Jacob. They are 8 and 7. And, of course, my beautiful wife, Carla, who we worked together for almost 20 years, believe it or not, and we're still married. So we must be doing something right.
That is a great feat there. And so when you say construction, what type of construction were you doing?
So I've done all kinds of construction. I have worked heavy equipment, road construction. I have worked in the trades. A buddy of mine, his dad owned a commercial new construction plumbing company, and I used that employment to pay my way through college. And once I finished my college degree, I worked construction probably another year after that, and then went into construction sales. So I've worked in new home construction and commercial new construction for basically since I was about 17, 18 years old.
Great, great. And tell us, how did you find out about Lifestyles Unlimited? Where did you first hear about Lifestyles Unlimited?
Funny story. I've told it, I don't know how many times, but my wife and I work out. We CrossFit. We used to go to the gym a lot more than we do now before we had kids. And we met a guy named Chris Jamison at the gym.
And, wait, so you CrossFit. So you pay money to jump on boxes.
Yeah, we pay money to jump on boxes and get tortured. We're special kind of crazy.
That's good.
But Chris Jamison became a pretty good friend of ours, and he and his wife, Anne Marie, who, if you've ever been to the 2-day, you hear David talking about them, you follow people on Facebook and Instagram and all these different social media sites, and it seemed like every other day Chris was buying a house or posting something for rent or doing this or doing that. And so I finally, walked up to him at the gym and asked him, I said, what in the heck are you doing, man? And he started throwing out words like ARV and hard money loans and, this and that. And I had no idea what he was talking about. And sure. He said, I tell you what, he said, there's a case study coming up for Lifestyles Unlimited next week. He said, go to the case study and then that weekend go to the 2-day, and then call me on Monday afterwards, and we can have a conversation, and you'll know what I'm talking about.
Let me interrupt you for just a second there so people know what you're talking about. A case study is where a member actually just tells the details of an investment they've made, whether it's single family or multifamily. And when I say they tell you about it, they tell you everything about it. Here's the contractor I used. Here's how I got the mortgage. Here's what kind of mortgage I got. Here's the hard money lender I used. Here was the after repair value. Here was the appraisal. They tell everything, and then they answer any questions that people want to answer. And actually, if you go to YouTube and look up case studies for Lifestyles Unlimited, you'll find Carla and Jeffrey on there on a YouTube. There's a YouTube video of their case study that you can watch. So that's what case study is, and we have those multiple times a month. It's a way to learn from success. And so you guys
we get into the weeds of the investment.
Yeah, so you guys went to a case study. Now, was that in person? Yeah, that was in person.
That was in person. That was before anybody knew what COVID was. It was back in 2015. We actually didn't go to the one that week. We ended up waiting another month because I had some convincing to do on my part. Had to convince Carla to give up an evening and potentially a weekend with, at that time, was our youngest son was almost 2 years old. And so, again, circling back to working, you know, sometimes 50, 60 plus hours a week, giving up a weekend with your kids that young.
That's a big chunk, yeah.
Was a tall order, especially for my wife. So I had some convincing to do. So it took me a month to convince her to go to case study and then subsequently to go to the 2-day. And when we did that, the roles actually kind of reversed. It was funny. She wanted to go all the way straight into investing in apartments right off the bat. And I said, whoa, we just came here to learn how to buy a couple of houses. And so that was how we got started with Lifestyles. We joined Lifestyles in December of 2015. And then by the middle of January, we were off to the races. We had...
Yeah. Hold on just a second there. Just back up just a second. We're almost to a break. Oh, okay. Before we get to the break, I want to ask, what were you doing for retirement before that, before you heard about Lifestyles and real estate?
We were putting as much money as we could. So we had done the Dave Ramsey method. We had paid off all of our debt. The only debt we had was our house. So we were flushing everything we could into 401ks. And we actually had started working with a mutual fund broker.
Pause that right there. We're going to pick that up on the other side of the break. We're speaking with Jeff Zickler, Lifestyles Unlimited member and real estate investor. Looking forward to working with you some more after the break.
Lifestyles Unlimited invites you to the world's largest wealth and passive income expo, September 3rd and 4th, Irving, Texas. Connect with successful investors and industry experts. Learn being real estate retired at any age. Attend breakout sessions with industry experts. Learn from real people successfully investing in real estate right now. Leave with your passive income plan in hand. The entire Lifestyles Unlimited team of realtors, mentors, educators, and operational consultants want to meet you Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th in the Metroplex Irving Convention Center at Las Colinas. Go to wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com.
I don't know which one bums you out more, the little wheel, you get in the little wheel and run, or the cubicle. Go to your prison cubicle. Think about being in prison every day. What do you do? You get up every day and stand in your cubicle. Maybe sit in your cubicle. What do you do when you go to work every day? Go to the cubicle. Whew. I couldn't put up with it when I was there. I had to get out.
Ready to get out too? Learn how at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Hey, this is David Ruzicka working on your financial freedom with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Glad to be with you today. Hey, I want to invite you to come to one of our free workshops. We have them a couple times a week. This coming week on Thursday the 19th at 8:30 Central Time, I will actually be doing the free workshop. Here's the great thing about that workshop. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and National Investor of the Year awards 15 of the last 15 years. And they almost all get started with the free workshop. So I want to invite you to be part of that. It's lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Go ahead and sign up for that. If you come the 19th, if you attend the 19th, I should say come. It's actually online. You actually get to see my face. But my teammates, they are also great presenters as well. So if you can't make it to that one, do one of the others during the week. And I'm talking right now to one of those successful wealth and passive income investors who is an award winner, Jeff Zickler. And right before we got to the break, Jeff had started to talk about they were on, in terms of retirement, they were on the Dave Ramsey plan. And Jeff, I want you to just kind of pick that up there from there and tell us about your retirement plan before attending that first case study with Lifestyles.
Right. So we had paid off all of our debt. We were living the Ramsey lifestyle. We were flushing as much money as we could into our 401k from a tax perspective, and then, you know, there was still a little bit of money left over. So we had hired a mutual fund salesperson to help us, air quotes, help us invest in mutual funds. And we had built ourselves a little nest egg there. At the time, we thought it was a lot of money, but we had, you know, probably about 30 grand in there. And we were just, you know, kind of racking our brain going, there's got to be a better way. There's got to be a better way. And so you know, circle back to meeting Chris Jameson and talking about that. We go to the 2-day, you know, one of the things that David Fisher jokes about, sitting in the front row. You know, you're going to learn the most sitting in the front row and asking questions. So, of course, we go park our heinies in the front row and you know, we just start absorbing what we can. It's like taking a sip of water from a fire hose the first half of that first day. You just get so much information out of that. And, I mean, it's a lot of information to take in all at once.
And so by the way, David Fisher is the 2-day presenter. He does that 2-day class a couple times a month, does them live and in person now as well. And so what were the big aha moments for you and your wife during that 2-day seminar?
You know, one of the biggest things that I remember from that very, very first 2-day is, you know, I had said earlier that we had our youngest son was about a year and a half old at that point in time. And one of the things that we were really distraught over was, you know, we only get to spend a few hours a day and we get the weekends to be able to hang out with our kids, right? And there's got to be a better way than that. And David Fisher starts talking about using real estate to buy your time back. You know, one house, cash flows this much, you buy that much of your time back. And I looked over at my wife's eyes start tearing up. And at that point, you know, I knew there was a nerve touched and, you know, the emotional thought of the only thing you get back, you know, the only thing you can't buy back is your time in life. So, you know, getting out of a corporate setting, getting into controlling your own business, your own time by, you know, purchasing cash flowing real estate, all of a sudden that became the new goal for get, you know, mutual funds and all this other stuff. The goal was to start buying our time back through real estate investing.
And folks, I want you to hear that. That is such a powerful statement right there. And it's so important because we are all given the same 24 hours a day, the same 365 days a year. And what you can do with real estate that you cannot do with any other investment vehicle is you can buy back your time. And like even during that free workshop, I'll share with you the 5 ways that you make money through real estate. And that is why people are actually able to retire themselves in 5 years or less to create financial freedom so they can be home with their kids, so they can be with their parents, so they can be with whoever they want to be with, so they can live the lifestyle that they want to live. It's like Del Walmsley always says, it's not about the money, it's about the lifestyle. And that is what Jeff is talking about there. And I want to make sure that people are listening really catch that because that's such a significant piece of that. So you attend the 2-day class, you realize, okay, the goal is I'm going to buy back my time. And from there you go to, what was your first investment after that?
So we, like I said, we joined in December of 2015. We had to do a couple of things to free up some cash. You know, we liquidated our mutual fund investments. We actually did a cash out refi on our personal residence. We were looking in the couch for money. We did everything we could except for sell the kids. And
so all the people that are listening right now that are like, oh, I think I'm in sync with Jeff because he was a Dave Ramsey guy. And you just said you refied your house. That's insane. Oh, yeah. How could you possibly do that?
We went completely the other direction. And it's that paradigm shift that all of a sudden, you know, you're sitting there looking at equity and, oh, I'm going to pay my house off. And then all of a sudden you realize your house doesn't pay you anything. And so
your house,
you know,
costs you things. Yeah, it's a piece of gold.
Exactly.
You buy a piece of gold, it just sits there. It doesn't do anything.
Exactly.
A house is even worse. Yeah, well, hold on. Just a house is even a worse investment because it just sits there, and you're having to pay for insurance, and you have to pay homeowner fees, and upkeep and maintenance. They're all costing you money rather than making you money. And you pull that equity out, and you put it in an investment vehicle that starts making money five different ways, and you're on your way. So you did that. You also did something else that some people are going to think is really crazy. I remember you said you took money out of your 401k.
We did. Well, that was the second wave of where can we find money. The first wave, we went out and in 5 months, we bought five houses with the money that we pulled out of our house and what we had liquidated in our mutual funds. And people say, oh, my God, you bought five houses. Well, those houses were an average of, I think they were an average of about $20,000 to $25,000 out of pocket. So, I mean, it was still a good chunk of change, but it wasn't. You know, we didn't start with $1 million to invest. The second evolution was 18 months after we joined. We came back and decided, okay, so we've done the single family thing and managing. At that point, we had seven houses. It was a lot of work, renewing leases and answering the phone and things like that. So there's got to be a better way. And so we decided, hey, maybe we can invest passively in some apartment deals. And when we decided to do that, we looked around and said, okay, so our houses are cash flowing really well. We don't really want to sell those yet. Those are, you know, seven houses is about the level of what I can do while I'm still working. And so we met one of the vendors with Lifestyles. He's an attorney, and he says, hey, you can access, I think at the time it was 90 or 95% of the cash in your 401k without having to pay the early withdrawal penalty. You still have to pay taxes, but you don't have to pay the, you know, what some people call the stupid penalty or the stupid tax. And so that was intriguing. So we sat down with the attorney who's a vendor with Lifestyles. And
pause right there, yeah. Jeff. Pause right there. That is a big deal. We're going to catch up on that on the other side of the break. Glad to be with you folks working on your financial freedom.
The effects of what happened in 2008, and you compare it to what we are hopefully coming out of right now, real estate has definitely shown its resiliency. It has provided for people not only a place to live, but a place to work, a place to raise their children, a place to teach their children, a place to prepare all of their meals.
And that's really where the rubber meets the road, is that there are two things that people have to have, and they strive very hard to have them, and that's a roof over their head and food on the table. And if you are investing in something related to either of those two things, you are going to have a winning strategy. And in addition to that, you're providing something of value to the people around you, and creating a win-win situation while creating wealth and passive income for yourself is the best life you can get.
Real estate is resilient. You should have real estate in your portfolio. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
We have coming up September 3rd and 4th, the largest in-person gathering of successful real estate investors in the world. It is our expo, takes place every year. And it's going to be at the Irving Convention Center at Las Colinas this year. That's Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th. And I would like to give you a free ticket to that. To get that, all you have to do is go to the website, lifestylesunlimited.com. Actually, go to wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. The promo code is my name, David, all caps, and I'll give you a free ticket. It's $97 otherwise. Love to have you join us for that. A lot of great breakout sessions, case studies, opportunities to learn and surround yourself with successful, like-minded people. We are talking to Jeff Ziegler. And I would say Zig Ziglar. Jeff, sorry. I talk about Zig Ziglar a lot when I do the free workshop, and so then I'm like throwing your name right in there with it. So right before the break, we were talking about a couple of kind of crazy things you did. One is you took money out, you refied your house. Being a Dave Ramsey guy, that is that's just something you don't do. You have your house paid off, and that's a great thing, yeah. And then the other thing is you talked to one of our vendors who you were able to pull money out of your 401k, and just so people who are listening will understand, there is a law that is that was set up so that when a couple divorces and they need to split a 401k, it's always in one or the other's name, and this allows the 401k to be partitioned and the spouse pull out his or her portion of that. And because of that, you can pull that money out and avoid that 10% penalty. You'll still pay the tax, but you don't pay the penalty. And people do that within lifestyles all the time. And you just have to wonder, why would Jeff, why would someone do that?
Well, we, you know, in 5 years, you talk about the horizon for 5 years or less for retirement. So, part of the reason I did it, I thought I could do a better job with my money than somebody who I'd never met gambling in the stock market, especially after I learned about real estate. And inside of 5 years, we tripled our net worth by pulling our money out of our 401k and investing in real estate through cash flow and appreciation. We've done much, much better than I feel like anybody could have done in the market for me. On that trajectory. So that was, you know, that was, I wanted to be in control of my own money. I didn't like having somebody else control it, and I felt like we would do a better job of it, and I feel like we've done a pretty dang good job.
Yeah, I would say you've done an incredible job. So how old were you when you joined Lifestyles Unlimited?
I got to think 33.
Okay, so yeah. From 30, so up until age 33, you'd spent your entire life building a net worth, and between age 33 and 38, you tripled what took a lifetime to build. I really want to make sure folks hear that. You tripled in 5 years what took 33 years to build, you and your wife. That is why people pull money out of their 401k, folks. That is because you can't do that with any other investment vehicle. You're not going to do that in the stock market. With the stock market, you're going to go up, 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 big drop, up, 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 big drop. Every time, you only make money in two ways. With real estate, you're going to make money through cash flow, through equity capture, through appreciation, through the principal pay down, through the tax benefits, through depreciation. I explain all that in the free workshop. You can sign up for that. But then there's another way that you make money, and that is only through multifamily, and that is through forced appreciation. Single family, your property is worth, your house will sell for what other houses in the neighborhood are selling for. With multifamily, it doesn't matter what the apartment community across the street sold for. What matters is how much money does your property make. And so, Jeff, then, so you guys said, okay, we've done the single family, and we're ready to enjoy the economies of scale and the ability to have force the property to appreciate. And so you moved to multifamily. Tell us about kind of your first venture into that.
So we, again, still working, and you know, I want to circle back. Not only did we triple our net worth, but actually was able to walk away from my job inside of that same 5 year time frame. So I'm full time real estate investor now. But when we kind of dipped our toe into multifamily,
hold on. And when you say full time real estate investor, sorry, I remember when we did the case study. You actually. You only spend about 20% of your time on the property, the properties that you own. The other time you spend just looking for other deals. Is that correct?
That is true, and that's true up until the point where you go buy another property, and then that kind of shifts the other direction. But once you get a property up and running, the great thing about investing in multifamily is most of the time you can have staff on site, and you know, it's part of the deal, and you don't have to be in the, you know, I always say in the weeds doing the work. So
it's not 60 and 70 hours a week and your wife crying because y'all are never together or with the kids.
Correct. Yeah. It's quite the opposite when everything's rolling.
Go back to where you're going. I just wanted to kind of interject that there.
That's all right. Our first foray into multifamily, we were both still working full-time jobs, and So we decided to invest passively. So when we pulled our 401k out, we decided to basically write a check to somebody that was syndicating an apartment purchase, a lead investor, and go along for the ride with them. And so we very quickly got into 5 passive investments, and since 2 of them have sold, and we are still invested in 3 of them. The 2 that sold, one of them, Ryan Bowles, was the lead out of Austin. He doubled our money in 18 months, so we invested 50 with him, and we got, I say double, I'm rounding up, we got 95 back out of the 50.
Oh, okay, just 95. Because you could do that in your 401k every day, right? No, never.
Exactly, yeah, in 18 months, exactly. And then the other one, I got to think about what the other one was. I know that it was close to, it was about a 13-month investment, and we invested, I think we invested 50 grand, and we got about 75 out in about 13 months. So it was with Zach Buckman, that's what it was. Over here in San Antonio. So the other 3 we're still invested in. They're cash flowing. A couple of them are in contract to sell right now. We'll have a pretty good windfall there. But anyway, we did the passive investment thing, and it still kind of wasn't the final thing for me. I still kind of felt like there was a little more. So then we went to a multifamily road trip where they present properties that are for sale and people that are looking to buy. You're obviously there. And I was just there to learn. And my wife even told me, don't buy anything today. Mm-hmm. Well, we ended up buying an apartment that day. And we own it. We're 3 years into it now. It's an apartment out in Hondo, Texas, called Landmark Apartments. It's a 50 unit. And, we're doing pretty well with that one. We got hit by a hailstorm back in April, but we're coming out of it with getting some new roofs and things like that. But that property, from a financial perspective, has performed really, really well.
And when you say really, really well, you're looking at 160% return over 3 years?
Yeah, that's kind of where we're sitting right now. We did a cash-out refi on the property at just short of the 2-year mark, and through the cash out refi and quarterly distributions, we've been able to return north of 60% of everybody's initial investment, and they still have all their money in the deal. So yeah, you're turning that around. We're probably at about 165% right now.
165%. I needed to make a big deal about that because you said, oh, we had a hailstorm, but I think we're doing okay. And it sounds like, oh, this is a miserable deal. And it's 160%. That's tremendous. That is great. We're going to come back on the other side of the break. We're going to hear some more about this 160% return with Jeff Zickler.
Del Wamsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day, and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power or where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is, you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy is going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
folks. This is David Ruzicka with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Speaking with Jeff Zickler, who was working 60-plus hours a week, needed a different way to make a living so that he could spend actually live a life that would be worth living and join Lifestyles Unlimited, and went into real estate investing. And right before the break, we were talking about the fact that he returned to his investors. And this is what I love. The thing about Lifestyles is we do everything we can to protect our passive investors and to make our lead investors successful. And he returned 160% to his investors over 3 years. 160%. That's remarkable. You can't do that in the stock market. You don't do that in the stock market. And Jeff, I'd like you to talk for just a couple of minutes about kind of the mechanics of that. How did you, I mean, kind of the golden rule of multifamily is a 10% increase in income equals a 100% on average increase in net worth. You force the property to appreciate. And so tell us a little bit about what you did to force this property to appreciate in Hondo, Texas.
Well, we purchased a late 70s build early. I think it was built in 1978 property. And when we took it over, the property was still stuck in 1978. The interiors were very dated, to say the least. We had Harvest Gold appliances and Avocado Green appliances and weird-looking carpet that looks like they'd try to clean it and patch it, you know, a couple hundred times. And so, you know, we just, as part of the purchase, we figured in some capital expenditures to renovate the apartments. And we have, to date, we've renovated all but four of the units out there, and we've put in wood, hardwood look, vinyl plank flooring, all new black appliances. We've updated the cabinets, given it two-tone paint, LED lighting. So, I mean, we basically went in, and there wasn't anything inside the interior of these apartments that we didn't touch. And so, you know, by doing that, we really were able to change the property from what it was, which was a fairly non-desirable place to live for most of the people. They were just, you know, kind of almost a slum, to now, you know, we've got a wait list for our apartments. And as we work through that, you know, we're able to continue to increase rents and give people a quality place to live, which in a small town outside of San, you know, an hour outside of San Antonio, sometimes having a quality place to live is hard to find.
Yeah, I'm kind of wondering how many apartment communities there are in Hondo, Texas.
There are five.
Five.
Five, and two of them are owned by Lifestyles members. The two that are market rate properties, the other ones are subsidized, you know, a Section 8 or income-based properties. So it's, you know, to have people out there that actually want to take care of the properties for the residents is nice. For people living out there.
So I always like to ask people, were there any disasters? Was there anything that was anything bad that happened? And I know in this case you had some plumbing issues, but I want you to talk about what you did and what you learned through Lifestyles to mitigate that. What could have been a disaster?
I mean, you don't buy the property without looking under the hood first. We went out and did the full life. You know, I call it the Lifestyles due diligence package. We walked every single unit. We put a camera down every single drain line we could. We checked the roofs out, checked the foundations out. I mean, you literally check all the major function systems of the buildings before you purchase it. And as part of that, we did find that there was a deficiency in one of the main plumbing drain lines. So we were able to go back to the seller and, you know, say, hey, this is what we found. We're going to negotiate a change in price. And they actually paid for, in a reduction in price and purchase price, they actually paid for the replacement of the deficiency. So that was, I mean, there was nothing, we didn't get into the property and have something crazy happen that we didn't already know was there, I guess is the best way to say that.
Weather events are different, but... Right, and you said you walked every unit. How much did that cost you to have somebody walk every unit?
We actually asked people who were members of Lifestyles to come out and assist us with that. So it cost me probably $50 buying them lunch.
Buying them lunch. Yeah, and I want people to hear that because here's the thing. When you buy an apartment community, you can hire a company to do that, and they will not walk every unit. They'll give you they'll walk some of the units. But what Lifestyles Unlimited does for their members is they walk every single unit. They take a picture of the door so you know what unit it is. They write down everything in the units. I mean, that's part of the power of being – that's one of the powerful things about being a part of Lifestyles. The other powerful part is when you join Lifestyles Unlimited, the education, people say, oh, do I have to pay for a membership? It will save you thousands of dollars. My mentor saved me $10,000 back during the Valentine's freeze because I'm driving up and the plumber's trying to tell me you need to repipe the whole house. And I've got my mentor yell at me on the phone saying, you don't repipe a whole house for what was wrong. He said, you don't do that. Yeah. You do this instead. And I did it for $10 instead of paying $10,000, which is what that particular plumber wanted to charge me.
And to build off of that, the value of what Lifestyles brings to the table came really to the forefront from the operations consultants and the mentors through the last year of, you know, what do we do when the government doesn't let us evict people and how do we do this and how do we do that? I mean, we were on, you know, the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic, we were on webinars and phone calls at least one, sometimes two or three a week, getting updates because Lynn and Teresa and Randa, all the operations people, were staying on top of the moving goalposts that changed every day, seemingly, as the pandemic ramped up. And if you don't have a team like Lifestyles behind you in a situation like that, that could literally cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars because you get sued because you're doing something that the government just said you can't do. And so the power of what Lifestyles brings to the table on that really, really came to the forefront as they helped us navigate through all of the mess that COVID brought us, I guess, over the last, 18 months.
Sure. And in the middle of COVID, you returned 160% return. And those operations consultants that he's talking about, they have over 100 years combined of experience. Now, they're all ladies. They're not old ladies. There are multiple women who combined make 100 years, not any one of them make 100 years. But that's why Lifestyles, even last year, in the middle of COVID, closed more apartment deals than we ever have in the history of Lifestyles Unlimited because of that kind of that mastermind community where we're constantly pumping out the information, making sure that our investors have the best information possible and are able to network and talk about those things. So good job on that Hondo.
Thank you.
Operation. That is just amazing.
I was lucky enough right before COVID hit to be able to sneak in and get the San Antonio Apartment Association IRO deal with what we've done out there. The changes that we made out there were evident to that team. And it was a stacked deck. We had a lot of Lifestyles members. I was actually surprised to have won that with all the other people and everything that they had done. But, I attribute my success to the Lifestyles model more than anything, because without the map that Lifestyles gives us, I would have been flying in the dark. I wouldn't have known what I was doing.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And you've said something in there that you actually won the award, but then the runners up were all Lifestyles Unlimited members too as well, correct?
Every person that was up for that award was a Lifestyles member, yeah.
And that just, again, speaks to the power of the education.
I think it was 6 or 7
mentoring. So we just have a couple minutes left, a little less than 2 minutes, and I want you to talk briefly about what this has done for your lifestyle, you, your family, how this has changed your life.
Before we kind of, you're just following the masses and you don't really know what you're investing in or what you're doing, and flipping that script and being in control of our investments and how that's changed our lives. I mean, we actually partnered last year and bought a house with our boys. And mind you, my boys are 8 and 7. They had some saving bonds that came due and they wanted to know if they could buy a house with us, So we have conversations like that with our sons. They're 8 and 7. And I know that that's changing the trajectory of their lives. When, my son, my oldest son, Zachary, when he goes to school and they ask, what do you want to be when you grow up? He says, I want to be a real estate investor. I couldn't be more proud than I am when I hear him say that. So it's allowed us to do a number of things with our families. My father passed away a couple of years ago, and I was able to spend the last few weeks the last month of his life not worrying about anything, because I know that I had income coming in from my rental properties, and I had staff that was taking care of my properties, because I, again, you follow the map that's laid out before you. So it's for us, for our family, it's more about time. The one thing you don't get back.
Such a powerful thing that Del Wamsley always says, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. And what you've experienced with Lifestyles Unlimited is a perfect example of how that is lived out. And I would say good job on being a good father and a good husband and a good family and a good example and using the tools that you have to change your life. Folks, we're so glad to be with you today working on your financial future and your financial freedom. Thanks for joining us with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Thanks, David.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.